This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
You know, there's a Twitter handle, at WhoIsPM, and it sends messages every day or every other day, and it says, like today, it says it's December 25, 2017 at 11:01 a.m. and the current Australian Prime Minister is Malcolm Turnbull.
Is he? I didn't know anything was going on.
At 11:01. And there's another one, which I can't quite remember what it is now, but what this person or this does is they look at, and I don't know how you do this, the tech heads will know, but the Google searches that are coming from people with aph.com.au, aph.gov.au. So Australian, so federal parliament, so staffers and MPs in parliament, it gives a summary of
what's been searched,
what Google searches.
That's pretty dangerous.
They're doing.
I think there was an MP in the UK that got caught for doing something like that.
Oh yeah, Theresa May's deputy.
Yeah, Damien Green, I think.
Yeah, he was guilty of rub and tug, wasn't he?
I couldn't possibly comment, Macca.
Well, he was.
So to what is that?
Wasn't he watching porn?
Allegedly, he found there was something found on his laptop.
Oh, on his
laptop.
On his laptop.
Government laptop.
He knew nothing about it.
No, didn't know how it got there.
Dirty old Tory.
So what's been published on this Twitter from the...
Just every day or every other day, it says the date and the time and who the current Australian Prime Minister is.
But that's what I'm surprised, because they can't publish anything else, because nothing else is really going on in government coming out of that office, is it?
Well... No, but I mean, this isn't a government
Twitter account.
It's not the Prime Minister's office reminding us that he's,
maybe it's when his wife set up.
Oh, look, there's a picture. Look, there's a picture of Theresa May. Look, and all these children outside number 10, and they're all asking for a bit more food, and she's saying no.
Is she saying let them eat cake?
Let them. Here it is.
You know. Sorry, I'm trying to look over a screen and see what Mac is looking at on the screen there.
We're joined.
She's wearing a straitjacket.
We're joined by Rowena Allen, who is our commissioner, as we call her. And sorry, Ro, I'm just looking at a picture of Theresa May outside number 10 Downing Street with a whole lot of children, and there's no caption, but it's. I think they're saying, "Please, ma'am, can we have some more?" And she says, "No, you can't." That's my caption.
Morning, Macca, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Merry I can't Christmas, change Ro. The habits of a lifetime. Merry Christmas, Ro. And we're interested, as we're asking all our guests today, where are you going? What are you doing? How many people? What are you eating? There you go.
Okay. I'm now on the Hume Highway at the Wallen truck stop.
Oh, yes.
And I'm doing the usual commute from my place in Violet down there to my sister's place in Point Cook.
Fantastic.
So, my kid's in a long queue to the bathroom, and this is what we do on Christmas morning.
Yep.
And then back on Boxing Day to Violet Town, where I'll be hanging out for a couple of weeks.
So
and I've got my mother and my sister and her wife now, because they got married in America, so their relationship's recognised. And
awesome.
Awesome little cousins, and Kay's family are over from Perth, so it's a combination family Christmas of 19 for lunch. So
19.
That's a pretty phenomenal number. Who's going to do all the cooking then? Is that spread up between everyone?
No, it's my sister-in-law, who's the American, so it's all the American stuff with real cranberries and the whole shebang. So, we just bring drinks, so it's pretty cash.
Pretty sensible. So it's an overnighter row, which is good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good. It's not sensible, I don't think, to drive down and back in a day. I've done it. I used to do it a lot, but try not to do it much anymore.
But, you know, after putting in a bit of terps, you know, you want to have a little lay down, don't you?
That's it. Carbohydrate coma, I think, is what we're having.
So 2017 has been, I think, overall, I give it the tick. Obviously marriage
What's
equality.
Your view?
Obviously marriage equality. We saw the voluntary assisted dying bill. We've seen injecting rooms. We've seen a lot of good things, I think, for the Victorian community. Mm. For 2018, what's on your wish list, Ray?
Well, I'm looking forward to 2018. I think 2017's been fairly horrendous, to be honest. Yes, we've got there, but the journey has been excruciating. So 2018, well, for me, I'm back on the road. So mm-hmm. we've got funding for another roadshow. Bit of consolidation of a few projects. We'll have the announcement that the Pride Centre board will make the design, the winning design in February. Surviving Midsummer, of course. My diary's pretty full.
Yes.
For Midsummer. So I've got to rest up for that. But that program looks absolutely amazing. So it's, for me, getting bigger and bigger every year. I don't know for others, too much choice there. Great.
I've got to ask you, Ray, have you been, and this is a positive question, surprised by the reception that the roadshow has had in the past? Occasionally I think often have a different view about, you know, people that don't live in the city, which is not always correct. Were you surprised by the really positive and engaging opportunities that it presented?
Look, yes and no. I mean, I've worked for the majority of my, career in the country, so I know how important it is to go and sit and form relationships and have the connection. So I knew what the potential was, but, it's good when positive things happen. And I think of the elderly man from Witchy Proof, very conservative man who kind of lifted his trousers and said, "Commissioner, I don't agree with what you're doing, but the fact that you've come to Witchy Proof, I'm here to listen," And that's pretty much a lot of what happened around, And we know we changed hearts and minds because we sat, we had a meal, we shared stories, we introduced the mayor to the local trans woman and, the young gay guys to a supportive counsellor, and we didn't do it any kind of, big fanfare way, just in a really, community-based, community development sort of model. And we've starting to see now the outcomes. Like, we had police, Victorian police at every event. We had 170 glows in Victoria. Post the roadshow, we have 220.
Wow.
So, police that came along said, "Yep, I can sign up." Mostly allies signed up and did the training. And now there's more people that support our community in rural Victoria. And the Assistant Chief Commissioner the other day at a meeting put that completely down to the roadshow.
Ro, that's really great news. I just think, one of the things that we learned dramatically in the last sort of 12 months or so is that if you can personalise the stories, they're not something you read about on a newspaper or read about on a phone. It's actually real people talking about their own lives. And the more you can actually sit down and have those personal conversations and make it real, people suddenly seem to realise that, the world isn't such a bad place.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah. Right. And not everybody, not all the queers came out to visit, Mike, but they did watch what we were doing in town, and a lot of them are my Facebook friends, and so they direct messaged me and said, "Thanks for coming to Bendigo, thanks for coming to Kerrang. We saw the photos, feels wonderful that you were there, even though we didn't come out to say hi," So I hope for a day where, maybe next time around they will come out and say hi. But we've, got a lot of work to do still. We know that. I'm not out of a job just yet.
Lots to do still.
Because it is, as you're saying, it's about engagement, isn't it? And it's about, we need to, and we saw this with marriage equality and the debate and the discussions that we had on Joy. And, it was difficult for some of us to have those discussions with people that didn't support marriage equality. But you do, we do have to engage, and we do have to You don't have any opportunity to change people's minds if you don't engage, do you?
No, that's true. Look, and the postal survey, unfortunately, it did make people engage whether they wanted to or not. Family members saying, "I'm voting no" or "I'm voting yes." You had choices at that point to engage or disengage, and I absolutely respect the people that needed to disengage and or take some time out. But there were many, many conversations that I know changed votes.
Sorry, our studio
assistant elf.
Our assistant elf's tweeter isn't engaging with the keyboard. He's playing with his bloody iPhone.
So just a question, Ro. Obviously, you said this year's been quite a tough one. Have you had a chance to reflect about one of your personal highlights, though? What's been good for you?
Oh, look, lots of fun. Ida Hobbit at Government House, International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Sex and Transphobia, to have the governor welcome us was pretty fun. They invite 1,200 and 800 turn up, is their rule of thumb, and I warned them that may not be the case, and 950 of our mob showed up.
Yes.
That was amazing.
It was amazing. So, you know, there's some real highlights in that. Obviously, just all of the events and all the things I do. The individual stories, they're wonderful when people come and tell me about wonderful things that are going on. And, you know, they're all wonderful. But, you know, I'm in a very, very lucky role that I have to be able to, you know, influence change. And, you know, there's a book in it, if I had time to write one. But, you know, it's been good. But, no community should ever go through a postal survey again. Human rights should not be decided on public vote. So, you know, whatever minority group, I'll be working to make sure that never happens again.
Yeah. Well, I think the challenge is going to be, Ro, is for next year is to consolidate the gains that our community has made and for the wider community and stand up for the challenges that we're all going to face. But on this day, Christmas Day, you know, not all of Australia is Christian. Not all of us are believers in a God. I'm trying to think of the right word there.
I'm sure you pray at some altar.
I'm going to leave that one. What's your message for our listeners today, Ro, on this?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a holiday. It's a holiday.
Festive season. Yeah. On this festive season, as they say in the politically correct world, I was told by the government that's what you say, the festive season.
It's Festivus.
It's Festivus. Well, I think, as I said in the beginning, I'm very blessed that I get along with my family of origin. I just know many of our community don't. And, you know, I think the LGBTI community, is also a family, and joy is a family. And I'm so grateful that people have joy in the family. I mean, this is probably going to date me, Macca, but, when you used to ask someone whether they were part of the community or, whether this person was part of the community, you used to say, I don't know if you guys did, are they family, is that person family?
Yes.
That does date me, doesn't it?
We've got good memories, Ro.
Good memories. Well, it just has always felt like a family. So I hope today people, whether then, if they're not with their family of origin, are with their family within the LGBTI community somewhere, and certainly on the family of joy. So I do think about everybody that isn't with their family, but hopefully they're having a quiet drink if they do that somewhere with people that love them and people that they love. So wishing everybody a safe and happy festive season.
Great, great. You have a lovely day. I know you will, and I want to thank you for your tireless, dedicated, impassioned work for our community in the last year. Next year is going to be just as challenging, I think, but thank you for all the work you've done. It does make a difference, and particularly those country road shows, they're really, really important. So pleased to hear that you're doing some more of them in 2018.
Okay. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, sir. Have a great safe Christmas.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Hi, this is John Borghetti's here at Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.